You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
This is the Dan Le Batar Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
I want to start here on YouTube with the serious and societal stuff, Stugatz, that many people object to. And during a pandemic, you guys have gotten plenty tired of the sermonizing, and that everywhere you turn outside of sports, there is some sort of racial or political conversation going on, and you want your sports to remain your sports. And much of what's happened to us professionally over the last 18 months, more than that, really, because I was having my tensions on the China stuff while I was there. But much of what's been happening over the last, 24 months has been this war between, can we keep this out of the playpen, please? Can we not have it here? Can we have the giggles and the fun? And every once in a while, some stories make an appearance and come and visit us in sports, and they jostle everyone's attention, and sports has to be the place, the mirror, where some of these societies go to check their reflection. We are about to head to Beijing and have some Olympics here in not that many days, and China doesn't care about your human rights. And China is in business with a whole lot of people in America that turn almost everything in business to a conflict. We just got done talking in the local hour of, do you sell your soul and your principles for Lane Kiffin or for going all in on athletics at the University of Miami? And what is at the height of sports now with Enes Kanter and LeBron James going back and forth, because LeBron James is the height of sports, is the intersection of that conflict. LeBron James has not had a worse public moment than how he handled all the China stuff and how bought and paid for he sounded when he came out against Daryl Morey, because very clearly business interests had taken over. The NBA is deep with China. China does not tolerate LeBron saying whatever he thinks about everything. And when you see the fight between Enes Kanter and LeBron, it's an interesting one because LeBron accuses Enes Kanter of using LeBron's name to keep his activism relevant. Duh. Yeah, because people aren't listening to the single best activist that there is in the NBA. So he is going deeper and deeper. Someone who knows what the definition of freedom is to him, because he had to flee to find it. He has to fight to keep it. You flee to find freedom. You fight to keep freedom. You do not take freedom for granted. LeBron James has been an exceptional humanitarian. I don't expect him to be right on all causes. I don't expect him to take up all causes. I'm not gas bag enough, even though I'm plenty gas bag, to tell him which are the causes that he should be taking up on my behalf. I will just tell you that Enes Kanter is fighting for freedom because he had to flee to fight it, to find it, and he had to fight to keep it. And now Enes Kanter goes after LeBron James and uses LeBron James's name because LeBron sat out China and human rights violations and then had a mealy-mouthed defense after getting himself a little informed, defense of business and league, as he took out Daryl Morey. And now you see, with the deep discomfort around this amazing and ridiculous story with the tennis player Peng Shuai, these details are appalling, and I believe that many people don't understand what it is, listening to this right now, what it is to have a lack of freedom. Like, really understand it, Stugatz, because everything that's coming out of China right now feels like it's got the film of state propaganda on it. That, is this real? Are we getting facts? You have, before the Olympics, demands for proof of life.
Right.
Prove to us that a tennis player who is accused, a powerful Chinese official, of sexual crimes, prove to us that she's still alive. And then the first drizzles that you get publicly on this, Stugat, the first drizzles you get seem like, wait a minute, that doesn't seem like that's today. Is that real? Is that poorly photoshopped? Like, what are they doing here with, what is the government is trying to pass this off as news, and this is just the government that doesn't need to abide by your wishes because you're not in charge there. Freedom's not in charge there. And so when Enes Kanter fights for these things on CNN or on his sneakers, I've wanted to talk about this for now. We're coming up on years. And I wanted to get Enes Kanter on here to talk about it because I wanted to have a longer form conversation with him about what he's doing before talking about this stuff. But I don't think the people listening here just understand, Stugatz, how deeply embedded we are across all our American affiliations with Chinese businesses that make it impossible to take these moral stands because they'll pull your movies out of there. The state government does not care about your freedoms. And in this case, had trouble proving life to us as a bunch of people, Naomi Osaka included, are like, where is this person? She has made this accusation and she's disappeared. Where's the proof of life? Like, if you don't want your serious stuff with sports, Stugatz, and I get it's a world away. Like, I think a lot of this fighting for equality, fighting for all humans, okay? Because LeBron James, by sitting this out, is not fighting for equality for all humans. He's sitting this out. He took the wrong side at the beginning of this. But this is what it's like to fight for all humans, where you're holding a government that does not believe in freedom, does not care about your freedoms, to prove this life to us, because you had the WTA wasn't going to be able to play in Beijing. And I don't know, you guys tell me, this latest appearance, is it real? Like, can it be proven? Because what the government of China has been releasing at every turn, people are like, still skeptical. Hey, this isn't today. This isn't now. This isn't proof of life.
Yeah, let's get off the LeBron thing a little bit because I think you're kind of doing some of the same thing. This is a Peng Shuai story, and she accused someone that is akin to a former vice president of coercing her into sex, and then she went missing for a long time. And even Novak Djokovic, who has been kind of certainly not someone that gets involved politically or controversially in these things, was calling for proof that she was still out there. And then members of the Chinese government started releasing photos on the Chinese social media platform that made everybody somehow even more uncomfortable. It was her in a room with stuffed animals, and there was a cat and a smile that was just awkward. And say, hey, look, she's okay, and right, she will be making a public appearance in a few days. But this is all coming from the Chinese government, and this is their attempt to kind of smooth things over. And it just made everybody more concerned.
It's hard for people to understand. It's hard for people to relate. It's hard for people to believe that something like this would happen. But Mike, wasn't there a video call? Wasn't there a video call with the tennis player and the head of the Olympic Committee? So
Yes. Thomas Bach, who's the head of the IOC, they had a call because they have to address concerns ahead of January's Olympics. The other aspect of this is that a lot of these messages are being put out by members of the Chinese State Party on Twitter, which is a platform that is banned in China. So this is for us. This is not for them. And
well, they also, and some of this stuff, it feels hostage video-y. It's not just proof of life that we want. We want proof, is she free? But this is what happens when the attention leaves, then you're just left with what government does. And when a government doesn't feel like it has to answer to people or its people, what a government can do is trample a whole lot of human rights.
We want proof that she's okay, right? I mean, and free, but we want proof that she's okay. I mean, no one knows.
And it's kind of crazy how the machine works. I'm reading a CNN story about this, and it said the Chinese State Party, focused on her smiles and apparent good spirits. Quote, "Can any girl fake such sunny smile under pressure?" said the editor-in-chief of state-run tabloid The Global Times. It's incredible how they just get the machine going, and it's from a bunch of different sources, but it's all from the government, and they're all trying to paint this rosy picture instead of actually have her come out in some public forum or in a non-government controlled platform.
It's not actually that hard, right? Think about this and think about how much control you have over the lack of freedom in your people. If another government and a bunch of institutions are calling for proof of life, it's really easy to give someone proof of life. This was going on for days, Stugatz, where people are, weeks really, because Osaka was a while ago. Is she okay? Is she alive? You can answer that question in minutes. It took weeks. And the reason I bring up the Enes Kanter LeBron thing, Mike, is because Enes Kanter, before this, in fighting for Tibet, fighting for the idea of Taiwan remaining free, like he is fighting for government not being able to behave this way. He is fighting for it, at least in part, because he came here to get it. He doesn't want to lose it here. But we're really entangled with the Chinese across business interests, and it requires a whole swallowing of moralities along a whole number of planes because of the sheer amount of tentacles that their economy has entangled with our economy and the way our country makes money a god.
Enes Kanter also discusses the genocide of Muslim people in China, and he's called out Muslim athletes for not doing more in that regard too. It's kind of ridiculous to me that all of this is out there. I understand why Peng Shuai and her situation forces a video call, and the president of the IOC has to consider all of this is ways to decide if he moves forward with the Olympics in China when there is possible genocide going on in the country. That should give you pause too. Peng Shuai also should give you pause, but we're talking about all these things, and it's just, you cannot operate in a capitalist environment. You cannot run a Fortune 500 business. You cannot run a professional sports league that wants to grow without having a presence in China. It is just a current state of affairs right now. They are so powerful.
But this is sports just allowing us to see the sliver of light at the bottom of a totally locked door. You are getting just one little tiny peep. Weeks it takes for information to get out. You do not trust the information, and you're wondering yourself again, Stugatz, what a horrifying phrase. Proof of life.
Yeah.
But prove to us that you did not kill this woman for accusing a powerful 76-year-old executive person of a sexual crime. Prove to us that the result wasn't the victim becoming yet more of a victim, and it takes weeks for that explanation to come, and this is when the world's light is on you. The world's light is on you as the Olympics are going, and this is how you behave. And there are reasons, real reasons, to fear for this woman's life and safety beyond now, depending on what you're willing to tolerate from that country because of our business interests.
So it's proof of life, which you're right, Dan, should be easy to prove. But once you've proven, okay, she's alive, then it's proof of, is she okay? Is she happy? Is she going to be okay?
But that locked door that I'm talking about, you're seeing a sliver of light at the bottom of the door. That locked door stays locked after this with all of these business interests, and that light goes away.
Yeah.
That little tiny sliver of light will go away. But you just got a glimpse of what it is that Enes Kanter's shouting at you about on CNN. And call, man, Enes Kanter doesn't want it. Enes Kanter does not want to be doing this with LeBron James. It is a losing fight to go to work in the workplace of your god. LeBron James is the god of that world, even though no one fears him anymore. He's been across 20 years running that sport, and before you're playing them, you're using his name because of how important you think this is, and you don't want to walk into him in a hallway because LeBron's saying he could talk about this with me man to man. No, LeBron, he can't, because you're not going to do something different publicly. You already did it. You closed your mouth. You ran, and I understand it. Like, I get it. You have to protect a whole lot of things there. It's not just your basketball business. It's your sneaker business, and there's all sorts of injustice tied up in all of that stuff. But Enes Kanter is absolutely using your name so that people will look at all of this. It has value to him, but that's not something he wants to be doing. That's deeply uncomfortable, that kind of conflict.
It's also not just business. There's fear when going out in public and talking about China. People are trying their best to still not say the quiet part out loud, which is, we want to know if she's okay, because what we know about this country suggests that it is entirely possible that she is not okay because she had the bravery to say that she was coerced into sex by a former vice president there. Speaking out for any gender in that country is not easy.
Speaking out, period. Speaking out is not easy.
Right.
Speaking out on behalf of anything.
Now, speaking out against the government and powerful entities there as a woman, obviously, it certainly doubles down the need for people to get in front of cameras with their platforms, such as Novak Djokovic and all of tennis, really, to come out and seriously inquire about if she's okay. But China's always been able to get away with stuff. They have, as Woody highlighted, Twitter's not legal in that country. They have photos showed up on their own state-run social media. China's always going to end up winning because ultimately China is a global superpower and other places simply cannot exist without Chinese dollars.
I wonder if how many of the people listening to this, right? Because maybe if you grew up young in this country, these are some of the things that you don't think about them very much. But when I was in China, there was no internet access. There's no such thing. Your internet is not going to work in China. There's a control on your freedoms. There is and the ability to share information is one of those freedoms. And
which makes this story, Dan, it just makes it very hard to relate to if you grew up in the United States with freedom.
But it's why it's important, Stugatz, that the people listening to this relate to it. This is, again, another one of the screaming fights for equality that have been on our streets that are about race and gender and differences. Do you care about people? Do you care about human rights? Do you care about freedom or democracy? Do you care about capitalism above freedom? When I say Enes Kanter doesn't want to do that, he's choosing that fight because it is the noble fight. I'm not even sure it's a fight that he can win, but it's a fight that you accept even if you can't win it. And you bring the fight to LeBron, and you bring the fight to your league, and you continue to show everybody this because that's what he's fleeing. That man is running away from the Turkish government. That man has fear of the Turkish government and is in this country and is speaking the way that he is because he doesn't want someone who gets left behind, who doesn't have the freedom that he has arrived at, to not get that same equality, the same equality that this country promises on its shores and, as you see at every turn, betrays as well. But the utopian ideal of it is what Enes Kanter is fighting for.
But don't you think Enes Kanter knows he can't win that fight? He can't win it alone. He needs LeBron James. LeBron James helps him. I'm not saying LeBron wins that fight, but LeBron James helps if he's talking about these issues.
You cannot do this when the NBA is that deeply embedded in business. Whatever tone change there was in LeBron when he first addressed this, he could have sat this out from the beginning. He did not. He spoke to some people and then went after Daryl Morey. He protected business over free speech.
Right.
Like, he told you it and then didn't speak about it again. And then spent the next couple of years hiding from it. And in this case, when it's presented to him, here's Enes Kanter bringing the fight to LeBron. LeBron, would you like to speak on this? Man, he could have talked to me in the hallway. LeBron, you could have talked to us if you really want to talk about this. You don't. You're hiding from it. I don't blame you. I absolutely do not blame you. Because Lord knows, when I was having that fun at Disney, where you can't point out that Disney has, theme parks in China, Like, Lord knows when I was having that fun, you've got to make some of those decisions about, well, do you want to protect your economy? Do you want to protect the people who rely on you? Or is this the hill you would like to die on? Do you want to be Ali? Do you want to be Ali for real? Like, do you want to fight for everybody's freedom?
I don't blame him, but you can't criticize him for not being willing to do
but
it.
But Stugatz, too, yes, you can criticize him for not willing to do it.
If you cross the line, this would be the place
to cross the line. Okay, I mean, and it would be best.
I'm not comfortable with any of this because he speaks on things that he feels educated enough on and feels passionately about. People are okay to take on certain causes and not feel comfortable weighing in on other ones. This isn't a discussion. I know we're trying to make it one, but I'm not looking at the Peng Shui situation and being like, where are you, LeBron?
No, I'm talking about the dangers of China, Mike. I'm just talking
in
about
general,
I'm talking about how these kinds of stories don't get covered correctly as we head to them because some of your media entities are also afraid of covering them correctly. It makes it very hard for the truth to get out. I believe me, the Cantor fight, we're not talking about with the Cantor and LeBron thing, just silly sports soap opera stuff and words, and we're not comparing it to what's happening with when you're talking about proof of life, that phrase, which I don't think I've ever had to use before on this program as it regards a tennis player. The reason I'm tying the two together is because the only way for pressure to be applied here in a way that makes the light come up a little bit can't be when the media companies are also in bed with making sure that light doesn't get out. It's very hard to cover all of this stuff. It's why I wanted to wait to talk to Enes Kanter in a longer form place, because it's very hard to not have somebody come in with a whack-a-mole here and say, no, here's the one outlier where you got it wrong on one thing. I'm not expecting LeBron to take up all causes, but I'm also not expecting LeBron to give voice to the other side on this one, which is what he did with Daryl Morey before he learned the lesson and went straight into hiding. But no, he's in hiding. No, he doesn't want any part of this issue. He would like to not answer a question about the business interests in China of the NBA for the remainder of his life.
Yeah, and you're presently holding him to a higher standard than even the NBA, than even their media partners. I mean, we all know why LeBron can't. Nike funds his entire empire. Anytime he needs an investment in some of his side projects, Nike's part of the investors. It's like asking, where's Phil Knight in all of this? Where's Phil Knight's comments on Peng Shui? We know he's implicated. Like, he can't.
But, Mike,
because
we know
he's taking far too much money from that country. It's the business plan. He can't possibly.
But isn't that the problem, Mike? Like,
yeah,
the problem, Mike, is that, like, you can only speak out when it's economically convenient
correct.
For
right,
you.
Right, right. And when he signed his first Nike contract, I don't think he was thinking about China's human rights record.
But we all know why he can't. It's a question of, should he?
I mean, should he with that platform?
Because a lot of people feel like he should, Mike, because he is the most powerful person, athlete in sports.
I understand. But also I turn to you, Sugatz, and I say, would you give up 8/10 of your wealth and throw it all away?
Sugatz, you could have commented while we were at Disney on China. Would you have thrown away your job to do it? Like, you could have. You could have said whatever you wanted
to. Yeah, but my words don't resonate the way LeBron James's words.
It's an easy cop-out, but I'm saying you could have. Would you have risked your job over it?
Like, LeBron James weighing into this is not going to change anything.
It's only
going to change his bottom line.
Well, that's the part of all of this that is so shocking, is that so many powerful entities. I think what Dan's kind of bigger structural point is this system of the Chinese government, of its propaganda, is so strong that even the most powerful entities in the world are powerless next to it. Right? LeBron cowers, the International Olympic Committee cowers, the NBA cowers, everyone cowers.
Because of the dollars. And to me,
well, not just because of the dollars, but because it won't work. They have such a strong system of propaganda and of power that it won't work.
What's the point?
Yes. Yeah. Because I see people on Twitter, where are you on Peng Shui? Where are these statements? We need action. Tweets sent by iPhone. That's the reality of the situation. Right now, global economics, you cannot exist by shutting the door to China. You can take the opportunity to discuss things and say that's not right and suffer the financial consequences because they are vindictive, they are private.
And they can be both of those things, and they can hide it and shroud
have no consequences.
All of it in dollars. There are no consequences because they have all of the power. I can imagine, just imagine the meetings in governance on wait a minute. We got to explain to somebody that this woman's still alive. Why do we have to explain that to anybody? We don't need to explain anything to anybody. We don't ever have to explain anything to anybody. What are you guys going to do about it? Buy more iPhones? Like, what are you going to do about it? What? Because I told you guys the story of being in China with Michael Jordan, and I'm in the interview for...
When were you in China?
You never heard this story. Wow, that's amazing.
Regale us.
Yeah.
Can we talk about how many games LeBron's going to be suspended for? Or are we going to just not address that?
Yeah, this was his second worst public moment, I think. That dude was pissed.
Is Isaiah Stewart? Is that what you're saying? Dude was pissed. Isaiah Stewart, 20 years old, who doesn't have time to respect that LeBron might as well be grandfather's age. Like,
he tried the move where they send him into the locker room and he's like, aha, this is an arena. It loops. Yeah. I'm running out the other side.
Well, his face got caved in, and you say he got ejected for the second time last night. So you're saying how long you got to suspend him?
Yeah, absolutely. Over under 50 games. Over under 60 games.
Wow.
How many games? He's going to get nothing, like maybe a game. Right?
Probably a game.
Slap on the wrist.
Morris is
significant
still not,
fine.
Oh,
maybe.
He'll get nothing.
Morris
get
is still what is a significant fine to LeBron, by the way?
Morris,
what a joke of a sentence. Yeah,
you guys accuse Morris of faking it when a stretcher was, well, not all of you guys, but some of you, accuse Morris of faking. He still hasn't played.
He instigated that.
He really did.
LeBron James shattered Stewart's eye socket, correct? Like, there was blood all over the place.
No, I don't think it. I think he just
you guys think he was bleeding? You guys think he cut himself like this was wrestling? Get out of here.
It's a thin skin by the eyelid, a little bow there. Yeah, but I don't think there's... Do you think that's an orbital bone? That's not an orbital bone.
I mean, his face got in the way of LeBron's elbow.
I don't know how that doesn't happen in that sport more often. I really don't.
I mean, LeBron meant to do that. It was a dirty play. Like, he didn't mean to break the skin, but he meant to send a message, and there was a consequence. The skin was broken.
Well, you think Adam Silver asked him, like, hey, how many do you want to sit out for this? Like, we got to kind of make this a thing.
I mean, well, given how this first hour is gone, maybe it's cool if LeBron just goes away for a while.
I'll take 20.
Yeah. Wow. Maybe he'll sign up for the 20-game suspension right now.
We have a big difference, though, between how we're viewing this, because you're calling it breaking of the skin, and I'm calling it shattered orbital bone.
Yeah, that's a lie. I had an eyewitness report that said Ben Wallace and Rip Hamilton were all on courtside while that was happening. What? Huge PTSD.
You had a source at the game?
Yeah, I did. A listener
in Detroit?
Of the show. Yeah, that was courtside at the game. You nailed a great game to go to. And he's like looking at them, just seeing how they were processing, because we were like we just celebrated the anniversary of, well, celebrated is kind of a weird way to put it. Malice at the Palace happened, the anniversary of that.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Lebatard.
And finally, abstaining from food for 16 to 18 hours a day could be key to treating a variety of health conditions, like stabilizing blood sugar levels and increasing resistance to stress.
Stugatz.
Mike, are you doing something like this right now?
I lost a lot of weight doing intermittent fasting and low carb, so now I'm getting back to it.
But how much in that 6 to 8 hour window, how much can you eat? Unlimited?
If I could just eat unlimited, I'd do that. That'd be fun.
For 6 to 8 hours.
You can't eat unlimited.
Try me.
No, I mean...
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
Did you guys see the guy that puked courtside at the Kings game?
Yeah. What a weekend for basketball, huh?
Oh, man.
Just puke. Like, dude, just you got to know it's coming. Right?
Was it Luke Walton?
And then the mascot, like, it was such a panic to clean up the puke that the mascot was helping clean up the puke. You have, like, a mascot. It's just, like, what a ridiculous thing.
Sometimes it comes out of nowhere, though, right? Mm. I mean.
After a shot, never. Maybe, but you still got a good, like, 10 seconds to,
vomit?
Like, realize
you don't
it's
think
coming.
You got a warning, Stugat. You get a warning for seconds, but everyone gets a warning before you're going to vomit. It's not like you're just talking to somebody and then spewing vomit in their face.
I'm willing to say no one listening to this has ever been surprised by vomit.
Well, Stugat is claiming signs. That sometimes.
I'm saying there's an occasional time where you're burp and vomit will come up. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
But this was a lot.
You usually swallow that, though.
This was a lot, though. Like, what spilled on this court was not just like a spit up.
All right.
You swallow that?
Yeah, you have to.
It comes up quickly, you
when
swallow
it's just a burp, just right back down
on the
hatch.
Before it goes on the court, you
definitely
swallow it.
Happened the other day to me.
Yeah.
You got to swallow it.
No.
There's nothing better.
You've never swallowed?
When you take a shot and you have that feeling like I'm about to puke and you fight through it, there's nothing better than getting through it.
Oh, yeah. It's the best.
When you're like, you know what? I'm on the other side now. I'm good.
Mind over
it's
matter.
Like 4 minutes later and you haven't like, everyone's moved on and you've just been kind of like doing like deep breaths by yourself.
You're sweating a bit.
I've heard that this is what happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's a badge of honor when you swallow it.
That
it
feeling of just like, I'm good now.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing
it's
better.
I made
That's
it.
Pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Moxie. You displayed moxie.
Mental toughness.
Give me another. Right. You do this thing to the friends. Let's go.
Yeah.
Another.
Oh, wow.
And then you just go to the bartender real quick. Can I have a cup of water?
Make mine a little. You look at all the shots and you grab the smallest one. I've done that.
Yeah. Take a little one.
You ever do this move where you just toss it over your shoulder?
No. Of course. Yeah.
I do that.
Really?
Like Coyote Ugly?
Witty's definitely
you just
done that.
Kind of pour it on the floor right before and you're like, ah.
Or you pour it in a larger drink that you have when no one's looking.
Yeah. And then you egg them on to do some more when you're really the one that's not.
Done that.
Yeah.
Cody was there.
I'm the only one in this room who will find a wastebasket or go outside because he doesn't want to re-swallow.
You just leave puke in your mouth for like a few minutes.
Yeah, what are you
disgusting.
Just
washing around in there?
What are you
pull
doing?
The finger like
puke in your mouth?
Get it back down
the hatch, Dana.
Yes. Yeah, come on.
At Le Batard Show, put it on the poll, Guillermo. When you burp up a little vomit, do you swallow it?
Depends where you are. There's, you
or
know,
do you
your
spit
setting.
It up? Yes, the setting does matter.
If you're outside in your backyard, you just spit
I
it out.
What I'm telling you is that if that happens to me, and you guys are right to call me on the disgust of carrying it around, but I immediately go to holding my breath. So I've got to find a wastebasket before I pass out.
You
got to
be careful.
But you're holding puke in your mouth.
You could drown.
I mean.
I don't want
puke.
I don't
Get
want
over
to
it.
Swallow.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah,
it's so gross, Dan.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. Look, you don't know that these things are lonely places for you until
you
look around a room
once?
That's judging you. Doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about.
It kind of does, I mean,
you probably had time to get some.
I didn't. I was in a locked. The house was locked from every angle. It was a hot, hot summer day, and it wasn't waiting any longer.
It was daytime.
The worst hot days.
You're not friends with your neighbors?
The neighbors were not home.
I need to take a shit.
The neighbors were not home. Thankfully, the neighbors were not home. Otherwise, they would have seen me shitting in my yard.
You have a chain link fence, or what was the fence situation?
It was a bad fence situation.
Dan doesn't have a chain link fence.
No, I did back then.
Wow.
Yes, this was a long time ago.
You could see it from the street then.
This was in college, yes. What are you making faces at me for, Jessica? What's the what? Like you're judging my chain link fence?
Learning a lot about you right now. You just like walk around with puke in your mouth, pooping in yards.
Yeah. How'd you get it out of the yard? What'd you do? Like
that's a fertilizer.
Did you have a poopy bag?
I
mean, I
did not have a poopy bag.
You left it there?
No, you rake it and then you pour water on it.
You blame it on your dog?
Rake it.
Yeah,
really.
Spread it out. Put it kind of like a patch of dead grass. Yes. Bring some grass back to life.
Disgusting, Dan.
And your rake's ruined.
Nah.
Rake it.
What do you think your rake rakes?
I don't think you get a rake. I think it's like a shovel. No.
Not shit. That's one thing I know
animal
rakes
shit,
don't rake.
Yeah.
I love Stugatz in these instances, how he becomes like a farmhand. All of it, like Stugatz, his expertise knows no bounds, really. Like, do you think Stugatz owns a shovel? Let me just ask you, when do you think is the last time Stugatz went out back
shoveling
and used a shovel?
He murdered someone.
<It's>, like,
I shoveled the driveway, like growing up in New York. It would snow. I wouldn't make my mom do it. I wouldn't make my dad do it.
38 years ago.
Yes. Yeah, so but I don't still have the shovel. But I also don't crap in my backyard.
Right.
I mean.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's good. You. That's good work by you.
Mm-hmm. Also an upset.
But I am with Billy on this. This needs to be like some water and a rake.
Which hose it down, yeah.
But you don't ruin the rake.
Hose it down.
You don't ruin the rake.
You put the hard setting of the hose so it breaks it up a little bit.
You need the water. Otherwise, you just got a rake covered in shit.
Guys. Was that the healthiest section of the backyard? It was the most fertilized section. Yeah.
Super green.
Good grass, yeah.
Extra fertilized.
I had the worst public restroom situation over the weekend that I don't know I'm ready to share with you.
Well, you brought it up.
But now you have to.
Yeah.
Well, I went to the bathroom. I thought this was going to be just a QK, right? Because I wasn't feeling great and I was headed up, you know, somewhere far drive. I thought it was going to be a QK.
Quick crap.
It ended up not being a QK. It was...
Salute Greg Cody.
It was something to be proud of, to be honest with you. I was proud of my work. It was, you know...
Wow.
But then there needed to be some cleaning after the fact. And there was somewhere between half a roll and a third of a roll of toilet paper.
Oof.
Yeah. And there was none of those things that you put on the toilet seat. And I'm not going to bare ass that toilet seat. You know what I mean? So I had to get some of that TP and put it around the toilet seat first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one thing led to another.
You gotta just bare ass.
No.
Why are we worried about a germ getting on my upper thigh?
What you have to do is the hover technique. I've been over this with you guys 1,000 times, man.
Yeah, bare ass. Worst case scenario, afterwards, you give a little wipe down.
Well, no. Listen to this. A situation I have never been in before. Not going to give you all the details. Don't need to get to that. But it started looking like April 2020 in terms of how I was kind of rationing this toilet paper because, like, we were running out real quick.
I am startled by the amount you used and want to put on the poll at Lebatard Show. Have you ever used more than one half of a toilet roll in one shitting?
It might feel like more than one half. That's hard to believe. Well, that's a lot of TP, man.
I'm telling you. And it wasn't even, like, great quality. This was, like, borderline paper towels. Yeah, like, yeah. Anyway.
Good quality TP is a game changer.
So I'm rationing it at the end, and I'm like, man, I'm running out real quick. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And then I ran out. And you know what I had to do?
Uh-oh.
Swear to God. Lifted one leg, and I started using the TP that I had as my little napkin, and I had to use that because I was running out. And then I had to do the other leg and use that as well. And then I was like,
and then
I have one to go. What do I do
oh,
here?
Oh, no.
And
oh,
then
no.
I thought the one behind me had fallen, and I stand up, and I sense it falling, and I caught it midair.
Wow.
And half of it fell in, and half of it didn't, and I had this position going like this.
A little damp.
And I couldn't call anyone that I was with to ask them if they could kind of just bring me from another stall, because the thing is, there was someone in the stall next to me, so I couldn't have that phone call because there was other people in the restroom. So I couldn't say, hey, like, I'm going to come in here. Can you come in and bring me some TP from others? I couldn't do that. So I had to lunge and catch half of it before it all fell. And that last piece was my saving grace. And I was able to save the day. And that was that.
Way to go.
Thank you.
All the things we touch with our hands and we're worried about sitting on a toilet, like a little germ on my ass is going to like make me like Chris. Ruin my year.
But Billy was saying on the front end, you said, hey, I'm not certain I'm ready to discuss this. You were ready, Billy.
Well, because I had a supportive group around me.
Yeah.
So
it's a hard
felt like I could open
it's,
up.
It's a vulnerable. Thank it's you. A it's a vulnerable state.
I'm glad you made it.
We appreciate.
I'm surprised that Chris Whittingham goes and he just bare asses toilets. I imagine you have
That's weird.
A poop glove that you wear when you go to the bathroom.
It's a bit of an upset. I would have also thought that Chris Whittingham owned a bit of a poop apron. Yes.
Yeah. He has like a glove. You know how like there's always that person that has like a handkerchief if someone cries and they hand it to the person. I imagine he has one of those that he pulls out to go to the bathroom.
I feel like he's one of those guys who has to take off all their clothes to do number two.
Whoa.
I mean, hold on.
Wow. I feel like he's a never nude.
That's normal.
That is preferred.
That's
so if you're at home, you got nothing to do.
Every time,
oh, it's the
though?
Best.
Not in public.
The
not
best.
In public.
Maybe I'll leave my. Maybe I'll poo bear it and leave my shirt on. But
really,
The bottom. Everything's coming off. No boxers. Those are by the bed. Like you walk into the bedroom. I walk into my master bedroom.
Makes
it all
easier.
Comes off.
Yeah.
Pants, underwear. Wait, so I enter the bathroom completely Winnie the Pooh.
No socks.
That's a good question.
And this is even better. I don't even know which look
I like
is
to
better.
Slide, I like to slide down my floors into the bathroom, wow. Like kind of like John Travolta style, so I will leave the socks on.
Sans
sometimes.
Boxers and shorts. You're bottomless, right. But you have socks to slide yeah. across the Pooh tiles.
Bear. That's right. Shirt. Pooh Bear with dress socks. That's even right. better wow. than Drox. Like whatever other socks.
Tom Cruise style. That's a fine.
That's true.
Wrong kooky Scientologist.
So you said that with no degree of irony, Pooh Bear, right? You're like,
that's it. No, I was doing a thing.
I love the idea and am horrified by the image of you sliding across your home in a hurry.
That's right.
Pooh Bearing.
And there's a big mirror, too. I get to drink it all in.
Oh, wow. Oh, lucky you.
It's great. It's not as bad as you think, guys.
But Whittingham, thank you. Because it's about what I imagine you are going to be. I imagine you to be sort of an aggressive pooper, comfortable with, like, you'd poop in a jungle, no problem. Like, that you're Chris, but...
You pooped in your backyard.
I know, that's where we started. Thank you, Stugatz. You keep going back there. But we're now off to some other place, and Whittingham, I do imagine Whittingham pulling from his pocket a kerchief, and then it is like a magician's kerchief that just has like oven mitts for his ass for a like prepared for every situation. But you're saying no, you would go.
I might shock you here. So, and this is a bit rich considering I missed most of last week with disease, wow. But I have a stance about germophobia, which is that for me, it's all or nothing. I actually appreciate Howie Mandel. Because he is all in on germophobia, right? And that's what it has to be. If you're going to be a germaphobe, you cannot live in this world without being all in on germophobia or recognizing that you're a germophobia hypocrite. Wow. And my feeling is, I'm going to sit on a toilet bare ass because there's just no way that I can go through this world without understanding that some germs are going to get on me.
Nail right on the head. What? Ooh.
You some germs are going to get on
you
me.
You can't well half-ass said. This. Is what I,
exactly.
Saying.
Well done. But I'm not half-assing germophobia. Yeah. And so I will sit on I'll go to any public restroom. The people who can't poop in public, I don't get it. I don't get it. And then I will sit on that toilet bare-assed. Every time, even if that paper's available, that paper's uncomfortable. Who wants to sit on that paper?
You pass on the paper?
On the paper?
I've never agreed
what?
Anymore.
No interest in the paper.
That paper's great. What are you talking about?
It's awful.
It's terrible.
No,
it makes a noise. I don't want a noise.
I always feel like it's slipping noise. From underneath my ass and it's going
to
fall in.
It doesn't have a good grip, but it's if you're, like, you're in a pinch, you can grab that, put it in a gift bag on the way to a party.
Same too
what?
It's too soggy in South Florida. You ever sit on that one and then it just sticks right back
it's
to
wet,
you?
Yes. Yeah. It's wet, yes.
Plus, if you have to go, you have to go. I mean, you don't want to.
Keep saying that, but it's absorbent. It's not absorbent. You keep saying you're very contradictory about even this, Stugatz.
What
because
do you mean?
You're judging me for shitting in the backyard and then saying if you gotta go, you gotta go.
I just hover. Like I don't like when you gotta go, you have to go, Dan. So to go in there, to take the sheet out, to align it perfectly on the seat, that could take some time. And during that time, bad things could happen. So I prefer just to hover, okay? Three quarters down, I'm a quarter away from the seat, and just let it fly.
You hover and then you walk out and grab the handle that has so much shit on it.
No, you gotta kick that.
That's
you
my
kick
point.
That with
you're
your
doing
foot.
This to watch
no,
out for
you
your
like
ass.
One of these.
Right.
But my point is like we're touching to Whitty's point. We're touching germs everywhere.
Right.
So just get over yourself.
Everything is covered in shit.
Yes, everything is covered
I
in shit.
I touch everything with my feet.
Yeah,
in the
you gotta go like this.
I
like
open
this.
The door with my feet. I flush with my
same.
Foot. I never use my hands. Also, the ladies' room is a dangerous place because people hover to go number one. So there's always pee splatter.
What?
Yes.
There's pee splatter in a ladies' room?
Always.
This is shocking. I thought that would be one of the benefits
in
of going
public,
to a ladies' room.
In public, there's pee splatter everywhere because women hover because they don't want to put their ass on the seat, as Cody is saying.
Do you guys have the paper that goes? You guys have the paper, too?
I thought there was couches
in
the women's room.
Yeah, what? What?
Yeah, you don't pee on those, though. Those don't have the pee
on them. Do
you know
how to break like the little indentation to make the middle pop out? We always get that wrong.
Yeah.
So we end up just putting it over the toilet and just pushing the shit through it as if it were high school football team during homecoming.
I turn mine into a horseshoe if I do use those things.
Yeah. Well, you have to.
I do like a chop so it's not a full circle.
Right.
Well, it's a conundrum because like the people who squat and get pee on the seat are then making the next person have to squat and then they get more pee on the seat. Whereas if everyone just sat down, the pee would not get on the seat.
Trickle down effect.
Thank you, Ronald Reagan.
A woman who squatted and for number two and missed is the reason why I quit my job at
Fox. What?
What?
Wait, what?
Squatted for number two and missed. I was on bathroom duty that night, and I quit the next morning.
The next morning, so you had to address it.
I know. I had to do the job.
Did you spray with a hose like Dan?
I have some dignity.
Actually, Whittingham, I'm with them on this. I think if you're going to quit, you got to quit before you clean up the poop. I don't think you have to do the
what
job
was the
well.
Point afterwards?
One
right,
last
what? You did it. What? You endured it.
It was a learning moment.
I do not believe Stugatz has the core strength to squat.
Do a squat right now.
Let's see this.
Let's do the next five minutes on the table.
Like you guys don't think I can hover?
No, Hold on, stand on the table and do it.
Do us a favor. Go into the shipping container.
I am one of the all-time great hovers. I am telling you now.
Yeah.
I still got it. I can do it.
I will say his calves are impressive. It's the only physical feature.
Well, it's proportional.
Dan, what do you want me to do?
I don't want you on this table squatting over me. We need the camera payoff. So go into the shipping container. Go behind Mike Ryan and Jessica, and we will see what kind of squatter you are, because for some reason, Billy decided to question.
We need someone to pretend to be the toilet.
Stugatz's squatting ability.
Billy's the toilet. Billy's the toilet.
The bucket of death is the toilet? Okay.
All right, hold up.
It's like a toilet.
No, that's a high toilet. That's too high. Make the chair lower, like a low toilet seat. All right, we're going to lower the chair.
I can't believe the bar is so low that we are going to all break out in cheering when Stugatz successfully pantomimes the squatting over a toilet.
Oh, wait, I got it. What about this one?
Oh, there you go.
Okay. That's too high. That's a lot higher than a standard toilet.
Damn, a lot higher.
Do we need a toilet? Can't he just squat?
Yes. You want to do this the right way or not?
I think they want the bucket of death to look like the toilet.
Stay in my hand. Toilet's here. Right?
Just put
I don't have to hit your hand.
Toilet chair.
How did Billy emerge with a toilet chair?
How about he just go to an actual toilet?
Yeah.
Well,
we can do that. Let's just knock.
Oh, we don't have a microphone then.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you can unmute.
I can unmute.
Yeah,
I can.
Hold on, let me see if this
is the height of the
toilet. Are we asking him if he can?
Whatever this is.
This feels like a toilet.
No, he has to hover.
You're not far enough back. You'd hit the front of it.
This feels like when I'm hovering over a toilet. This is what it feels like. So this is pretty good.
No, you need to be further back. You're right there.
You need a wider base, man. You need a wider base.
How much time?
You're going to make Whittingham quit his job the next day.
You're already feeling it, right? You're feeling pain a little bit?
I started the stopwatch.
I got another 40 seconds of me.
40 seconds? It takes a lot longer to do it than that. How long are you in there?
You know, it's starting to, come on. Legs starting to shake a little bit. Come on.
He's good. A lifetime of shitting has finally paid off.
This is like one of those dad strength things. Like, there's just certain things dads can do. Like, they have core strength, you know?
How long?
It's been 32 seconds.
32 seconds. How about that?
But it takes longer to poop than that.
How long is the average poop?
Go ahead and hand him his weekend observations. Let him do it from over there.
Oh, no, he's not
going to
make that.
He's already. He can see it in his face. He can see it in his face.
I swore for months. I mean.
Are you actually?
He's giving us the noises.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.